go out to LA. Somebody need to do a song for LA.
Hello, my name is Elaine, and I'll be your tour guide through South Central Los Angeles.
Look, count my dough and smoke up. I'm from California. Where you from? So what? I'm from California. California. California.
This is Los Angeles.
Well, where are we going?
Westward, ho.
They know that you're just miserable. They know that you're just a hater.
That's the thing that probably irritates them the most. It's not only like, you know, the money is not there and the interest is not there and the respect isn't there. Like all those things go. But the other thing is that you get to be you and they have to continue to pretend to be this other person. So they decided to pretend to be someone else because they thought it'd be good for their career. And then somebody came in and they were like really authentically themselves. And then that pretend shit seemed really fake and people recognized it and they moved away. And they can't pivot. So
nope.
They're a prisoner of their inauthenticity.
That's right. That's right.
And every time you're yourself, you get more successful.
And all they can do is comment on what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, what's happening, y'all? It's the dang funk. Oh, the modern funk style. Keeping the truth for you. Yeah, yeah. And at this time, we'd like to welcome Ty Dolla $ign and Sean O'Trek and the forever funkin' DJ Quick. Yo, Jay Worthy, are you ready? Cool, well, let's slide.
I can never do that. She used to all them lames, all them squares, call them New Jacks. Air Forces, Nino Brown like it's New Jack. New Palace, this ain't even drop where you get that. Mind drifting west to the 10 where your head at. 105 East or the west where the set at. Brentwood Palisade where I get my rest at. Laker versus the Hunt, got a 100, tell them.
We had history at the Forum. Yeah, we did. I tried to get in there. I couldn't. But everybody who asked, that's the answer. That's the truth. I could not get up in there. It was just like that. Is you like that? Apparently, I wasn't like that on Friday. I mean, when I tell you I was in that queue for a long time, had to keep refreshing. By the time I got to get to something, them resale tickets was bananas. But I'm not going to lie, you know, just like watching the Super Bowl or watching the finals or something like that. I mean, even binge watching your favorite television, it's always good to have that comfort of being at home or in the comfort of your own space and watching it. We have to give a special shout out to Amazon. I'm going to tell you why. It wasn't a goddamn buffer in sight. Crisp, clean. Like, I ain't seen an image like that. Nah, they showed out, for real. They did. It was crisp. The camera work was phenomenal. Whoever, that whole staff. I want to start this episode off by saying I peeped a lot of the backlash. Now, was it a lot? No. Was it even noticeable to maybe the masses? Nah, because it was an undeniable performance that we seen. The entertainment would surpass what I thought I was going to get. You know, and there were certain people that I thought was going to be there that wasn't there. Right? But it still ended up being, I mean, somebody said it best. This nigga K-Dot performed damn near, what, two hours, hour and a half or something like that. This nigga had a hoodie on. He didn't take a sip of water. He didn't drink nothing. That nigga different. But no. I want to address the confusion. You know, a little bit of the hating. I guess I saw a lot of hating online. Well, I guess more than what I should have seen. You know what I mean? Because immediately, I mean, cats place this type of entertainment. They put this concert in the Hall of Fame already, and you know how quick to criticize somebody for saying, hey, I heard your record only two or three times. I think it's a classic. We hop on, hey, we be killing niggas when they do that. And I'm against it. I believe if you hear that one song, if it's a classic to you, then it's a classic to you. I think when we all heard the Like That record, instantly we knew it was a classic. I mean, it came from, it was a sample, it was a classic sample beat. So 50% of the job is done. You just got to go put the content on there. And the content was phenomenal from everybody that participated. Everybody know K-Dot had the best part because it was people that thought it was K-Dot's song, but it wasn't. This was Future's song. And it just, I ain't gonna say he took the sunshine from him, but he popped out for various reasons. But that's the, we've already talked about this, like the battle been over. And here's the thing, it's been over, but it hasn't been that long for a lot of people. I want y'all to keep that in your minds for a second. It hasn't been that long. You see what I'm saying? A lot of people think that the battle's still going to continue, whether they're on K-Dot's side or Drake's side. Or just mutual. A lot of people think it's going to continue. I myself don't want it to. I'm done with it. You know, I was there May 4th. Got merch too. I was there May 4th. I witnessed the history. Back to back. I like that record. You know what I mean? I was there for all that, you know? So, you know, I feel like it's done. It's in the books. What this battle has shown me, I think, and not the battle, with the latest K-Dot praise, a lot of people show their ugly side. Like, I haven't seen this level of, I hate to use the word hate because it's so cliche, but niggas really don't like K-Dot. I haven't seen this since Pac. For real, it's almost close to it. At least as of lately, it's close to it. I'm starting to get a lot of that. I mean, but they've also compared K-Dot to Jay-Z and said, no. I take that back. They've compared Drake to Jay-Z when they were saying, well, you know, when you've been up for so long, you've been the number one guy for so long, eventually, like, they're going to get tired of you. They're going to turn on you. So that's the narrative that they're trying to push for Drake. Like, he's at the point in his career where a lot of people are starting to, you know, turn their backs on him, so to speak, you know. And then I've also heard that he's also the one-trick pony. Like, he continues to do the same stuff, even though the same stuff is different stuff, though. Like, he's branched off and done different genres, you know, and then obviously he's talented enough to rap and sing. So, you know, that's two different genres right there. Okay. I mean, this was like, I wouldn't necessarily call it a civil war, but this was a cold. This was Bane versus Batman. You know what I mean? This was one of those ones. This was this Black Panther versus Captain America. For real though, I can't stand Captain America. Captain America and Cyclops, both of them is. God, you want to talk about some corny niggas. Them two right there. Leonardo was almost in there from Ninja Turtles. He was almost in that corny nigga cartoon type of, yeah, action figures. But definitely Cyclops and Captain America is my top two. I hate those niggas. Off top, I do. They can both go. They just give me Boston vibes. Yeah. That's another thing. Shout out to K-Dot. K-Dot took every bit of the attention off of the NBA Finals champions. He did. He actually did, though. And even shout out to Greggy. Greggy even admitted that. You know what I mean? But let's get back to it, man. I've seen a lot of people, you know, they had their speculation. This is the dope thing about K-Dot. K-Dot brought out free speech and opinions as if that's not a thing that's not, like, you know, already out there, but even more so now. You know what I mean? Like, it got questioned for not having certain artists involved, right? The other thing was people complained about the music selections and things of that sort. people didn't pick up on some of the some of the cultural things that was on stage outside of the dancing. But I seen a lot of criticism for, you know, Tommy the Clown. That's crazy. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, because I've been in my hip hop bag though, and I thought this was like hip hop versus her. You know, this is like the Mean Girls. And they finally getting some backlash, right? Whatever, if you want to put K-Dot in the same lane as a backpack rapper or whatever the case may be, you know he a lyricist. But he, like I said, this is Black Panther versus, you know, Captain America. This y'all, that's y'all guy, right? That's y'all guy. So I thought it was quite funny throughout this whole journey how they flipped the narrative and they put it on. They put it on Drake. Like, during this whole run, prior to the beef popping off like how it did, Drake pulled a gang of moves that a lot of niggas appreciated. And all he had to do to keep everybody happy and fed was to every now and then drop some captions or some quotes that niggas could say at a brunch. You see what I'm saying? He gave them niggas the music that they like to hear, you know, gave them timestamps. He milked y'all niggas with the timestamp records. All of y'all got milked by those. No, I'm not saying that in a bad way. Like, he had y'all, you know what I'm saying? Like, the way his fan base flipped from majority women, which they still say his fan base is majority women, right? But it's like, you couldn't prove it by, you know, to me, because the amount of guys that will step in front of him for a bullet is crazy. But they say the same thing about us being K-Dot fans, you know, respectfully. That's what they say about us. You know what I mean? I remember the criticism early on, and it's always niggas that's from backyards that ain't got it. They ain't got nobody to look up to like that. You want to know what's crazy? Shout out to my boy Marquise from, you know, and he East Coast, New York. You know, shout out to Mary. You know, Staten Island in the house. I see. You know, but I asked him. I was like, yo, during the concert, I was like, man, this would be dope if New York could do a pop out, and, you know, Chicago do a pop out, you know, Texas do a pop out. So, you know, the major cities. Yeah, our notable cities. You know what I'm saying? Atlanta do a pop out. It'd be dope to keep this going for Juneteenth too. Like, well, I don't see what would be wrong with that, right? Unless y'all think it's taken away from Juneteenth, which, by the way, that was another complaint too towards the concert. Crazy, right? We complain about it. We'll complain about any and everything if we could. But I'm like, what if they, you know, he said, dog, we don't have nobody. And I, in my head, I'm like, y'all got the most artists of all time. You know what I'm saying? Like, I could debate y'all all day about it. But as far as like noticeable names and who would recognize these names and these artists, quickly first, it'd definitely be New York. And I'm like, so none of the old heads is willing to shout out to the Rap Roundtable. I was on there recently, and I pitched that question as well. But Jarve said that the drill niggas is not stable enough to be at an event like that, and they not gonna pay attention to the old heads. I'm like, that's crazy. That's saying a lot. You know what I'm saying? That's saying a lot about where hip hop is at in New York, of all places, the hometown. You know what I'm saying? The hometown of hip hop. So to say that these youngsters is not, and it's the same thing. I mean, it's nothing new under the sun. You can go to any hood, and they'll let you know that the youngsters is running the streets now, and in most cases, they not listening to what niggas was. That had something to say that was running in the streets in the 70s, 80s, 90s, and the early 2000s. You know what I'm saying? They not listening to niggas. So he's saying that it ain't going to be able to happen. And I was like, "Who? If this is a one-off, because we put a dent in the history books twice this year. Now, one, you definitely got to share the space with Drake on May the 4th. Y'all got to share that. But when it comes to Juneteenth of 2024, hey, you got to get that to the West. We got to get that to the West. I wasn't going for no slander that night. You know, even if it was the slightest, I don't understand the music, then log off. Log off. We'll send you the highlights. And then you get to pick and choose what you want to listen to. But niggas ain't trying to hear none of that, dog. But jokes is jokes, though. We got to get the jokes. I will just tell y'all right now, unanimous decision out here out West. Tyler, the Creator, had the second best performance outside of K-Dot's. You know what I mean? And it's unfair. But look, it's a 1A, 1B. And Tyler only performed two songs. And not even the whole song. Because I think he was on stage for probably about a minute and a half. You know what I'm saying? That nigga Tyler, the Creator, came out. Nigga, that building almost flipped over. When YG came out, it was an earthquake. You see what I'm saying? Like, you got to be a diabolical type of nigga to come out to Euphoria. In a stance, though, like, crouching tiger stance and shit. Like, what is going on? Remember the boings? Come on, man. The replica Pac fit. Let me tell you something. Shout out to all the Drake fans, man. Y'all still holding it down for him. Yo, Maul gotta be one of the wildest dudes. Hey, here's the thing, man. How do y'all live life like that? How do y'all live life by crashing out over on the internet over it? It makes it that worse when we know it's not even about being a fan. It's about a possible opportunity that y'all got in y'all heads. It was nasty, dog, seeing Cameron and Mace do that in the beginning. And I don't even want to bring up Gilly because what he been through within the past, you know, six months to a year. I think it was less than 6 months. But I get it. You know what I'm saying? If anybody pay homage to your family in a situation like that, of course, you're going to feel like, you know what I'm saying? I get it. But you can control the unnecessary stuff. But unless it's some bread coming through, that's nasty work, man. That's nasty work. And it's not like you have to agree with what was going on. You don't have to agree with K-Dot fans. Nah, that's not part of the game. Just like we don't agree with the Drake fans. But it's like, we ain't going to lie. You know what I'm saying? We ain't gonna lie about it. And dog, I promise you, we're not gonna sit up there and watch a Drake concert and complain about the whole thing. But watch it. Because I have never watched a Drake concert. Have I seen clips of it? Yes. But I've never sat down and said, oh, let me watch this concert on TV. Nah, it was never, they ain't got the songs that appealed to me. I mean, I had to sit through the Taylor Swift shit because that was some work shit. And when I tell you, I almost fell asleep to that. And I knew, you know, a handful of the songs because the radio's going, you know, you're going to hear the songs. But nah, if it ain't for me, it just ain't for me. But I'm not shit on. I know niggas went to Drake concerts and said, man, it's life-changing shit at some of these concerts he do. And I'm like, hey, when you look at him like that, I could believe it. I could believe it. That's their goat. So I'm pretty sure he has some life-changing performances that's going to stick with them and their memories. Shout out. But it was nasty when they got it. Hey, when I tell you, I don't even know if you can get more L.A. than that. I don't. I really don't. I heard niggas complaining about the peace treaty and saying that this is just a one thing. You know, I heard anything from He got to be pretty selfish to plan a rollout. A lot of people feel like it's a rollout to an album coming out, or whatever the case may be. But they felt like he was selfish because you're taking away the experience of celebrating Juneteenth. Hey, man, when it comes to that Juneteenth, it's starting to be like, it's almost like talking about how people talk about other people's religions and stuff like that. Like, it get real serious when they start talking about Juneteenth now, because people that have been celebrating it feels like the people that's just now coming around to it don't know how to celebrate it the proper way, things like that. You can go online. People got different ideas of what it is and where it started from. Well, not necessarily where it started from. Everybody got the message and the facts on that. But when it come down to the celebration, I didn't hear several different. But at this point, like, you damned if you do, you damned if you don't. Right? This is the first time I ever seen a fan base scramble like that. Like, they don't want this nigga to lose at all. You know what I'm saying? So anything that happened, anything that K-Dot does. Oh, the latest thing was bots. That K-Dot purchased bots to push some of these records and stuff like that. And again, I'm thinking, I'm like, man, I really don't care. I mean, does that take away? Is that going to add anything for Drake or anything like that? Like, if it comes, like, because we do know that it's not going to be one of those things where it's like, K-Dot did something, but Drake didn't do the same thing or didn't attempt to do the same thing. We know it's not going to be that. It just looks like the bots that K-Dot purchased just so happened to work more or better than the ones that he got, right? I think the whole thing was they didn't expect for a nigga that they don't like to pull the same moves that Drake is expected to make. And I was surprised myself. Not surprised that he beat him at his own. No, I was surprised that he beat him at his own game. I'm not surprised that he actually beat him. That was another thing that a lot of people are getting upset that some people, such as myself, had claimed to have called this W a long time ago while people wasn't really paying attention to K-Dot. Yeah, I think when you... if you think about it, if you flip it around, the same way I feel about Drake is the same way. I mean, the same way I feel about K-Dot is probably the same way you feel about Drake. You might think that no, he's untouchable. Well, no, you can't say that because he did lose to Pusha. But you don't, because maybe you don't like K-Dot as much as you want to say, you know, he's just a better artist than K-Dot. You might hate him more than that. Or it could be the other way. You might think that Drake is that dope to where you don't think K-Dot can match that type of talent. So I don't know. I don't know because the Drake fans that I've come in contact with isn't the brightest, like, debating wise. Some, not all. Some of them are just really but it's kind of weird. And dare I say, almost corny, how they flipped the narrative. It's almost like it's kind of like when the bad guy plays victim. You see what I'm saying? Like, they so used to getting their way, and then what? Somebody slap them, or you know, not scared of them, or something like that. Then they want to be like, oh, I got picked on. It's that type of energy I'm getting from them. It's wild. Listen, enjoy the... This is how I was thinking. Just enjoy the concert or not. Things that you don't understand, ask somebody from LA if that's accurate or whatever. Because I heard some terrible takes on the concert. Not even... And they wouldn't hate on the concert. It's just their opinion or what they thought was something... It was kind of off, but that's expected or whatever, because online on Twitter, I'm seeing so many people saying, I never heard of G Perico or this Jay Worthy cat. I heard of him, but I wasn't really up on his music, all the way to the RJs and a lot of niggas even know Jason Martin is problem. So then you got that. You know, so it was and it was a dope look. And I like how they did it. Well, first of all, I wanna say this. The pop out met every expectation. From the lineup, how they staggered it, how they built the momentum. It's a lot of politics that went into that, like streetwise, that a lot of people wouldn't know and probably don't even care. But you can see that there was some backlash from LA artists that didn't, you know, wasn't invited. And it wasn't even about the invite. It was about the politics, about it, who was there and basically, you know, who wasn't. You know what I'm saying? And what city it was in. Everybody know about the Forum. Everybody know about SoFi. And then in the near future, you're going to add new the Clippers Arena. But it's in Inglewood. You know what I'm saying? So it's a big thing when, like I said, you got Snoop. When you had the Super Bowl, you had Snoop in there, you know, a Crip walking in Inglewood. I may have tweeted that out. I'm like, Crip walking in Inglewood. Nobody know. Nobody outside of California understands how crazy that is. You know what I mean? And then you fast forward to the pop out, and don't get me wrong, the ratio was pretty lopsided. It was probably 75% Bloods, 25% Crips, right? To break that down, it's like two or three Crips to, well, actually, it was probably only about two or three Crips that was on stage. But I think those opinions about who should have been there and who shouldn't have been there, I think people kind of like got it though. Like it's a pop out. This was hand selected. You know what I'm saying? But you would probably have to go down not even a rabbit hole, but just keep updating your YouTube or whatever your social media platforms, because the artists that they assumed that was going to be there gave their reason why they couldn't be there. You know what I'm saying? Then there was other artists, but I noticed how some of the artists that was upset that they wasn't invited. Yeah, again, it's a lot of LA politics. You know what I'm saying? I think the elephant in the room was definitely the game, right? I will say this. I'm not surprised that he wasn't there. I'll say it again. We are not surprised that he wasn't there. That doesn't take away from the fact that if he did come out, we'd probably be talking about a three-way tie right now between him, Tyler the Creator, and KDOT. I promise you that building would have flipped over if he would have performed. It is not about the character at that point. It's about what he could have performed. If he would have performed one blood, my nigga. If the game was at the pop out and the nigga came out to one blood, buying them tickets would have been a waste of money because the fucking walls and the roof would have blown away. And that would have been, everybody in the city would have been able to be in that concert. But to be honest with you, a lot of off the court antics just didn't go over well. And a lot of people don't know the history between Game and the city. It's a lot. And it's more than just what y'all actually get. It's more than what is reported on the Breakfast Club or whatever the case may be. It's a platform that's well known. It's a lot of inner city shit that y'all don't be knowing about. It's a lot of, nigga, did you hear about da, 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 da. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot of people that have had run-ins with him, or he done burnt a lot of bridges. I'll just say that on a personal level, right? Everything else is here, he say, she say, or whatever. It just happened to line up with everybody has a similar story. I'll put it to you like that, you know? But I thought it was dope from E-40 being a narrator, you know what I mean? From Dr. Dre popping out. I thought it was dope. RJ, give you backstory on RJ. Me and RJ went to school together. We hooped together. We didn't play on the same team in high school because he was younger. RJ is probably about 3 years, maybe 2 to 3 years younger than me. Because he was at, we was in school at the same time, but I was a senior. I think he was either, no, it might be two. It might be two. Because I went to, when, I remember when he first checked in and I remember when he came back as a sophomore. So I think I'm roughly 2 years older than RJ. It was a success, bro. What can I say? You know what I'm saying? All the, like I said, I enjoyed all the performances. I knew all the acts. I stayed trying to share them with certain people, not everybody, but certain people, because I know certain people appreciate just music in general, not just, they don't just have to be a fan of West Coast. They just happen to listen to a wide variety of music. So I send it to my music heads, you know what I'm saying? And shout out to Greg. Greg said he picked up on a couple of new artists and stuff like that. And when I looked at it and I knew how they did the lineup, obviously that first lineup with DJ Head, shout out to him, by the way. You know, this definitely introduction to the world. Y'all about to get introduced to the world. But locally, I mean, to me, they already headed to that L.A., that L.A. legend roster. You know what I'm saying? Rucci, dope. Now, look, Nana, I thought Nana should have been there. Jason Cash, definitely. So if this is an every year thing, I expect to see Jason Cash and Nana on the next one. You know what I'm saying? And then it's a whole lot of, it's a plethora of artists out there. But I like the look, though. You know what I'm saying? G Perico, yeah. Come on, man. Jason Cash, Meet the Whoops. You know what I'm saying? It was, I'm getting text messages. I'm not even going to tell y'all who sent me this text message. Are those Bloods? No. Those are doctors. Doctors and lawyers. You see those niggas with the red flags and they had out their back pocket. No, they're not Bloods. Not at all. Yo, I was getting some of the weirdest questions, dog. Like, it's 2024. If the amount of movies we done put out, the amount of years y'all could have been out here and experienced yourself. I'm still getting questions that I was getting back in the 90s. I'm like, dear Lord. And niggas is still scared. Let me tell y'all a thing about those hats, bro. Some of y'all don't look like y'all from the hood. Okay? Let alone from certain parts, certain gangs. Some of y'all don't look like that. Put on a hat. Nobody's going to bother you. I promise. Now, that doesn't mean that the hat that you have on isn't gang affiliated. It is. You just don't look like it. Ain't nobody going to bother your scary ass. No. Those videos, I get it. It's informative. And for some of y'all scary asses, it's scary. Right? But you know you don't look like a threat. With or without a hat. Going about your business. Wear the hat. Okay, some of y'all niggas is weird, especially you. But man, I think that was authentic. You know what I'm saying? And it's to show y'all like the gang culture is the identity. I think that it still might be the identity. I don't think that identity will ever go away. That will be California, probably between the palm trees, the weather. I would say the Hollywood as well. I mean, you got the aura of Hollywood. I think they all share the spotlight, including the gang culture. That's the identity. You know what I mean? Because like I said, if you turn on a commercial right now, you just say, hey, California, that's the first thing that's going to pop up. Palm trees, weather, and obviously the gang culture. Hollywood, and then you got the gang culture. So, where do we go from here? I don't know. You know what I'm saying? It's reported that I'm recording this the same week. This is 2 days after one of the biggest concerts, if not the best concert in hip hop history. Look at everybody get upset. Everybody's gonna get upset that I said that. We're gonna have niggas upset because they went to the Up and Smoke tour. You know what I'm saying? They went to the Hard Knock. I get it. Some niggas heard DMX growling and barking in person. Yeah, me too. Yeah, I did Summer Jam. Man, come on, man. I did that. Yeah, it's a win, man. It's a win for win. And it, I calmed down a little bit. I'm not gonna lie, because I started getting creative for other places. But then I started seeing niggas ask stupid questions and say shit like, "The first half was a talent show." I ain't gonna lie, that's a hell of a joke. But it's like, hey, man. It's one of those things where it's like, we can make those jokes, but y'all can't. You know what I'm saying? Especially when you come from the city and it's like, yo, when is your turn to pop out? How many gonna pop? See, and back to what Marquis said, dog, I'm sitting up here like, nigga, y'all have so many people. Even if y'all just did an East Coast pop out, right? But I prefer to do, city by city. You know what I'm saying? So they could get the proper respect. Because it's so easy to lump Redman with the East Coast side, right? Because he's from Jersey. But nah, Jersey's had their own. And then obviously, and I think Jersey should be represented by, just like KDOT represented us, I think when it comes to, let's do that right now. Let's do the major cities. New Jersey, it's got to be Redman. It's got to be Redman that closes it. New York, who's going to close it in New York? It's got to be Jay and Nas at the same time. Do y'all agree with that one? In the pop out, both of them close it. Go down to Miami. That's going to be Uncle Luke. Chicago. That's a tough one. That's got to be between Common and Kanye. That's a tough one. That's a tough one right there. Texas right now. Lil Flip. No. Texas right now. I don't know. I might have to come back. Bun B? Maybe? Not Bun B. Probably, would y'all do Meg? Don't yell at me. I don't really rock her either. But that would be the smartest one. Meg to close. Yeah, Louisiana. You know who that's going to be. That could be either Lil Wayne or Boosie. Yeah, I think so. And that should be it. That's it. Let's not do that. Detroit. You already know with Detroit. Detroit. I mean, it's so easy to pick Eminem, but I don't know. Maybe Mike and Otis can tell me. I mean, I actually got some kids out here that I know from Detroit, so I'll be listening to a lot of Detroit shit because of them. They don't really fuck with Eminem like that. So would it be like a younger? I know Otis would probably put like Royce or something like that, huh? If y'all have Royce clothes in Detroit. And nobody under the age of 29 gonna come to that show. Yeah, y'all figure out the Detroit one, man. I think that's it as far as some of the top rap cities. I don't think I forgot anybody else. Yeah, that should be it. J. Cole, you just gonna have to catch a ride with somebody. Somebody ain't nobody about to, y'all not about to do no pop out of North Carolina. Nah, it ain't gonna be that long. The pop-out was decent, though. I just want to say this, bro. Ceasefire. It's over. No more. We done. K-Dot still out here shattering records. Shout out to him and the boss. They calling him K-Bot. K-Bot. That's a good one. K-Bot is a good one, though. Yeah, man. I enjoyed it, man. Like I said, the small little backlash, the small little criticism that I seen, man, it was stuff that, you know, once you look up one, the other one started to come. But as time as has passed or whatever. And, you know, I think we got one more, at least one more piece of content outside of the speculation for the album. It has been confirmed. And again, with TDE and with KDOT, you can't really go off of what anybody else say because they move on their own accord. But the rumor is, even from the sheriffs on Twitter reported that KDOT has confirmed to be recording a video this weekend for Not Like Us. So, and one of the speculations is he ran back outside of being petty. They saying that he ran back Not Like Us 5 times, not just for being petty, but because they wanted to get some B-roll for the video. So we'll see, you know, we'll see at the end of the day. But yeah, of course, I enjoy it. I'm West Coast biased. I don't think that'll ever change. I've got a lot of reasons why I can be biased and why some of my opinions are better than probably any facts that you come with at the end of the day. I plan on, some people are saying that, he should keep it going. It's going to make him look funny if he don't. Here's the thing. How y'all say Drake has been unbothered, which I think that's not true. Because it's like, this is what I don't understand about that. How come y'all allow Drake to do certain things and not like hold him accountable for it? For example, like, we look where we're at. Well, you know that it'll have to take Louis Farrakhan to have them sit down and apologize. And then even then, far away from making music together, right? These two niggas is enemies. Right. And they have already gone to the one level before the level we don't want to get them to. You know, we definitely don't want to get them to the physical level. Right. But they're not far away from that area, which is just letting you know how far they've gone. Why is he going back to episode 2 when we're on episode 8? In episode 2, he was still sending subliminals. The captions, the internet is working against him right now. The captions is not doing what they used to do. It's not. And on top of that, why are we going back to that episode? Why are we going back to that episode for anything? What do you think a caption is going to do for this battle that has already had the roof blown off of it? It's like getting into a fight, and then in the middle of the fight, you go back to pushing. Dog, nobody is talking about that. Like, why are you doing that? All right, man. I was going to be petty. I was going to name a lot of cities. I'm like, who y'all going to have pop out? now, that's me being an asshole. I'm not going to lie to you. Sometimes I like doing that, though, being an asshole towards y'all. Because y'all be saying some of y'all be having some of the dumbest takes on y'all shows and online. I don't respond all the time because I'm working on being better than that. But some of you niggas are stupid. Y'all be saying some stupid shit sometimes, man. Real bad, man. Real bad, man. Maul is still upset that KDOT is getting the praise. He's still bringing up the fact that, you know, shout out to Maul, man. He almost there, though. He did say it was dope. They had a problem with the music selections because, fuck it, like, we got to say something, all right? We can't make it as flawless as the West Coast made it seem. You know what I'm saying? We got to pick something out of there at the end of the day. But I would like to hear y'all thoughts, man, and see how y'all felt about it. You know what I mean? From the people that felt like he was blocking Juneteenth, you know, the people who said they didn't understand the first set of artists that came on. I get it. I don't, but I do. I get why some of y'all would be confused about that. I do. A lot of gang stuff had y'all confused. You know, I don't know. Somebody said something like, they got Bloods up there doing a Crip Walk. Now, they weren't quite doing that, but I get it if it was a joke. I get it if it was a joke. Yeah, man. I figured at some point it was going to get a lot of, everybody was praising it so much instantly. I said, somebody's about to, oh man, did y'all see Academic reactions? Here's the thing. I want y'all to understand this. He playing y'all. Y'all do know that, right? Please tell me y'all know that. Obviously, I don't think he dislikes K-Dot. I just think he loves Drake that much. But he's also going to get that bag, though. And I think even Drake likes the song. I mean, outside of him being called a pedophile, I think he likes the song overall, right? Academic likes the song. But here's the thing. I think Academic is smart enough. I mean, obviously, he built his fame off of being in the basement and online, a vlogger and shit like that, criticizing everybody's work. So he obviously knows what he's doing, and he owned that. Like, he was him between him and Joe Budden, maybe a few other cats that was just, you know, them cats that was just on it, the play by play. The reactions. I remember Otis. I think Otis and Mike said they hate those reaction videos. I do. Now, I don't like the reaction videos after a couple of days. I put it to you like that. I like the immediate reactions, because some of them do actually do this for real. You know what I'm saying? They'll be like, yo, reviewing the album, first time hearing it, this is going to be the reactions. I think this was dope for the battle or whatever. You know what I'm saying? I think this was dope because you got to see different people's expressions and seeing. You also got to see and notice the people that picked up on a lot of stuff and who and shit that flowed over certain people's heads. You know what I'm saying? You could tell by them reacting or not reacting, right? But the fact that Academics has to make sure he has to discredit K-Dot at absolute, you know, like he has to, it's his mission. At the same time or whatever, he's going to give some praise, some stats and facts, whether it's going against the person that he's actually rooting for. He was actually putting out accurate information, although there were certain things that was being said on his part just to have some type of retaliation. But he'll clean it up, though. That's the one thing, is like, he's already said what side he's clearly on, but he also admitted who won the battle at the same time. And he's going to keep cats entertained because that's what get him paid. So I think some of the stuff we see and some of the reactions that we get is just pure acting at this point. You know what I mean? Because he's going to do a reaction video to the music video. And then people are going to do reaction videos to his reaction video. And that's how niggas get paid. It's a YouTube thing. As corny as it sounds, and I'm there, I still like the authentic ones. Yeah, I like the authentic ones. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, if y'all watch the Joe Budden podcast on YouTube, live interactions. I mean, not interactions, but live reactions. And it was not live. Well, I've never watched his show live. But, you know, when they post it, either post the episode or just post the clips, everybody's tuning in. You know, they may have heard the song before they went on the air, but, you know, they still got to do their pod thing. You know what I'm saying? Because now is let's see who else is rocking with it. Or let's see other people's opinions. You know what I'm saying? That's it, man. The pop out. I enjoyed it. I think that's one of the top concerts of all time. Not just in hip hop. But that's also me being West Coast biased. You know what I mean? And I'm going to say this. Hey, man, if you felt like we doing too much or we prisoners of the moment, do one yourself. Make those calls. Call those A&R and say, hey, man, we want to do a pop out in Little Rock, Arkansas. And then hit up Amazon and see how much they're going to put behind that. And go to work. I'm going to be watching it. I'm going to be watching it. I want to give a special shout out to me and Brett. You know what I'm saying? We did a follow-up. We did a part two of the Hard Nose. And let me just tell you, man, it was a doozy. It was a doozy. Yeah. I hope y'all have a good one. Yes, I did enjoy the concert, very much so. Yes, I do have it up there. Yes, I think Not Like Us and Euphoria is definitely in my top 10. It might be in my top 5 of diss tracks of all time. I would gladly like to battle that. I would love to battle that. I would absolutely love to.
Euphoria.
Y'all have a good one. I love y'all. Drink more
them
water.
Superpowers getting neutralized. I can only
listen
watch
to more
silence. The famous actor we
K-Dot
once knew is looking paranoid and now spiraling.
Pray more.
Moving just like a degenerate. Heavy antique is feeling distasteful. Why calculate you? Not as calculated. I can even predict your angles. Fabricate stories on the family front. Cause you heard Mr. Morale. A pathetic master manipulator. I can smell the tails on you now. You're not a rap artist. You're a scam artist with the hopes of being accepted. Tommy Hilfiger stood out before. FUBU never had been your collection. I make music that electrify them. You make music that pacify them. I can double down on that line, but spare you this time. That's random acts of kindness. Know you're a master manipulator and habitual liar too. But don't tell no lie about me, and I won't tell truths about you.